It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour of Felger and Maz. Again, Mike's out today. Jim Murray alongside Joe Murray in the Crystal Chamber. That is our headline studio now. Can't allow Joe in here. He's not allowed.
Hey, Maz, just to throw something out there.
Yeah.
We talked about this yesterday with Jim, but Joey Gallo of the Rangers tested positive for the coronavirus yesterday.
Yes.
And then took a nasal swab today, and he tests negative.
Is it possible to have a collapsed lung for a short period of time and then have it not collapse?
Entirely possible.
That's exactly what I thought when it happened. But, like, this poor guy. Like, does he have it or does he not have it? Can MLB get it together, please?
My guess is that he does, because I want to bet that they got the retest screwed up. And what do I know?
Or it's what I'm starting to believe with this whole thing. Nobody knows anything about this effing disease.
It does feel that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, really, we hear something different all the time. Can it live on surfaces? Can it not live on surfaces? How is it most communicated from one person to another, or transmitted from one person to another? All of that.
How spreadable is it via the air? Oh, now evidence is emerging that the airborne spread of COVID-19 is actually problematic, and the World Health Organization needs to actually talk about that more. Like, oh my God, like nobody knows anything.
It is. It's maddening.
Oh, Jesus.
It is. It's absolutely maddening. But we're going to continue with the Patrick Mahomes discussion here. Again, to me, an interesting element of this story, because when I saw the deal, holy crap, I went, wow, that's a lot of money in that league. In the NFL, that is a ton of money. To talk about an extension of that magnitude, and you have people like Adam Schefter saying that it is a landmark type of deal that will have a massive ripple effect throughout the NFL. And just think of what it does for guys like Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, and Deshaun Watson approaching free agency here. Or Dak Prescott, who was franchised by the Cowboys. And I'll tell you, Schefter brought up an interesting element there as it pertains to Prescott. The Cowboys wanted that fifth year. Prescott wouldn't give it to him. Now Dallas can go back and say, aside from the money, Mahomes just signed for 10. You won't give us 5? And you know what? If I'm Prescott, I wouldn't. I don't blame Prescott for taking the road he's taking. If I'm a guy like Mahomes, the one thing I'd be wary of is, what's this franchise, if they want to keep me, what's a franchise going to look like in 5 years? Who's going to be my coach? Who's going to be the GM? Are these going to be people that I'm in alignment with? They've married me, but I'm smart enough to know that I need a coach, I need a GM, I need a coordinator, I need talent. I'm smart enough to know that. And it's one thing to believe in the talent if you believe in the GM and the coach. You say, yeah, Andy Reid will go out and get me. We'll get players, and Andy Reid will make it work. Because, look, Mecole Hardman could be the next Tyreek Hill, if you believe that. But if you don't know who the coach is going to be, 10 years? That's the one thing that would make me nervous if I'm Mahomes. Smith is in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Smith.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
You know, I just wanted to say there's very few truisms in life. One of them, though, is you get what you pay for. And I think it applies to both Mahomes and Cam Newton. Cam Newton's probably worth $1 million. You get what you pay for. I think we'll find out. In terms of the Mahomes deal, I think I Googled it. If you look online, most NFL teams are getting some tax subsidies, right? So if you're really looking at, you know, money out of the pocket, then I think it's a little bit like Monopoly money. Not completely, but a little bit like Monopoly money.
So, yeah, and go ahead, Smith.
And I was just going to say, you know, I've been a Belichick fan up until the loss when he benched Butler, and I think that's going to follow him. I think Brady has potentially 7 Super Bowls if you don't bench Butler that game, because a whole bunch of passing yards happened. And then I think, Stidham is just a fourth rounder. That's all he is. And the one thing Belichick probably hasn't proven is his ability to find talent in college.
So, Smith, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna stop you there, okay? Bill Belichick's a fabulous coach. You can say he's not the greatest drafter in the world. But if he ends up, and you can say Stidham's a fourth rounder, if anyone can get anything out of him, it's Bill. And if anybody can develop him, it's Bill. So, look, if the whole Malcolm Butler incident got you off the train, I get that. I mean, to a degree. They bounced back the next year and won one. And that was a coaching Super Bowl. That was not a quarterback Super Bowl.
It's where, to quote Adam Jones, the night vulture here, the sports vulture, rather, it's when Bill got his groove back. Like, that really was like a phenomenal performance by Belichick in 2019. How they completely changed that thing. And it was about, they win that championship basically by running the ball and on defense.
Unreal. They completely flipped late in the year. I mean, to me, that year was about Bill. He got it back. He won you one. And that's one you shouldn't have won. So, you know, the idea of, well, they should have been 7. You're going to get that greedy with the way that things have gone here over the last 20 years? I wouldn't get that greedy.
And I've been that guy, too. But really, when you look at them and how they've played out and how, again, you know, you mentioned, like, they kind of backed into that one in 2018. And they did, like, how they ended up getting the seeding because Houston loses at Philadelphia and they end up with the 2 seed. Like, things worked out their way. And they got the coin flip in the overtime in Kansas City. So, I don't know, like, I'd like to make an argument from one of those Giants ones, but it all evens out in the end.
I mean, at the end of the day, they went to 9-1-6. That's a .667 winning percentage against the second best team in the league. That's pretty good. I mean, they did okay there. Jay's in Atlanta. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey guys, how you doing, man?
Good.
Maz and Murray, M Squared, man. The show's great. I mean, Felger is cool and everything, but you guys are great. I wanted to comment on this Mahomes thing. He's nowhere near Tom Brady. We all know that he's a mobile quarterback, right? I mean, he's fantastic. There's no way he's going to make it past 3 Super Bowls. No way. All right? There's a couple words called self-preservation. That's what Tom Brady's a master at. That kid, he likes to take off. He's going to get nailed. He probably has a talent, but he's not going to make it past 3.
So, Jay, look, I would hope that as he gets older, Mahomes will learn a little bit more, take fewer chances. He doesn't take a lot of hits, though, it feels like to me.
He got hurt on a QB sneak last year.
Right, exactly. I was just going to say that, Joe. Wasn't that on a quarterback sneak? It was kind of fluky, right?
Yeah, he runs out of bounds. He's pretty smart.
So, and the other thing is, I'll tell you this. If I were to ask you right now, if and when he loses his ability to run, and I don't want to say his mobility, because I think that one of the key things with Mahomes is his ability to throw on the run. So it's not just that he runs out of bounds. He's not Lamar Jackson in terms of the running ability. But in terms of extending plays and then that big game that they had in the Super Bowl, remember that, where he kind of spun out and then went back and whipped it down the field? It's about extending the play and being elusive. But even if he loses some of that, don't you have confidence in his ability to run an offense and his accuracy and his overall acumen as a quarterback, all of that? Don't you have confidence that he'll still be able to play at an older age?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, as long as, again, barring any kind of catastrophic injury where he really is immobile or like Marino at the end, I think he'll be fine.
His arm strength is out of control.
Yeah.
And he does some sidearm stuff. He does do a little pitches here and there that might get him in trouble, but that arm strength is what makes him great.
So I don't want to say that his athleticism is irrelevant, because I don't think that that's true. And again, I saw this stat, and I wish I had written it down. In terms of plays where throwing on the run, he was number one in the league. He's devastating when you get him out of the pocket. And you've heard this a lot about certain guys over the years, that some guys just function better when they're on the move. Like Aaron Rodgers going to his left throws the ball better than any quarterback I've ever seen. He had that one throw in Dallas years ago on the sideline on fourth down. Do you remember that throw?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous, going to his left. It was an absolute freaking blow dart. It was just a rocket of a throw. So there were plays like that. Mahomes feels to me like he can throw any direction. Left, right, doesn't matter. He's on the move. Scary guy for defense. terrifying. So when he loses some of that, it'll make him a little easier to defend. I agree, and that'll happen later in his career, presumably. But he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that's a one-trick pony. If he has to read the defense and make a decision back there, I think he can do it. He doesn't throw many picks. What's he got, like 18 picks in his career or something like that in 2 years? 30-some-odd games, he's got 18 interceptions or something like that.
Yeah, 18.
I mean, it's a low number. It's a low number. We'll continue with your calls next.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilder Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
A team-friendly deal is laughable to me. It's just laughable. If Patrick Mahomes leads the Chiefs to a Super Bowl title, what the Kansas City Chiefs should do is hand him a blank check and say, you fill in the numbers of what you think is fair, because that's what he will be worth. Because there is no price. And even though no quarterback has ever won the Super Bowl counting 15% or more of the cap is going to go way up under the new CBA. Patrick Mahomes is a different kind of quarterback, and none of what has happened in the past is going to apply to the future.
So that cut is actually about 6 months old. That's Adam Schefter in late January. I was flipping around on the internet last night, and I found that comment where he says a hometown discount, you know, a team-friendly deal, out of the question. They should basically give him a blank check, which it feels like they did. And no quarterback, no team has ever won a Super Bowl with a quarterback earning 15% of the salary cap. The closest was, again, Steve Young, 13.4%. Where the hell did I put that? I had that here a second ago.
But still, that's in 94. That doesn't even really count.
13.1%. Okay, 13.1%. Brady in 2018 was 12.2%. And Eli Manning in 2011, 11.7%. Okay, that was a Patriots team that had no right being in the Super Bowl. So, you know, there was an argument to be made, obviously, about the idea of at what point are you spending too much money on your quarterback? There is a tipping point there somewhere. And Schefter draws the line at 15%. I think the Patriots operate with something akin to that. Now, in 2021, and I believe Mahomes' salary next year, or his cap number, is something like $24.8 million. It's right around $25
million. In 2020, he'll be have the 30th highest cap number for a quarterback.
2020. What about 2021?
13th.
Okay. So that number, though, ends up being like 12.5%, Murray. Somewhere in there. It's probably going to be a little less than that. But then the extension will kick in, the extension that was announced yesterday, that we learned about yesterday. When that extension kicks in, the percent, you know, the cap's also going to go up, but he's going to be hovering near that 12-13% range.
Yeah, so then he'll be, again, this is according to Over the Cap,
overthecap.com. Yep.
He'll be seventh highest in 2022, and then he'll be the highest in 2023.
Okay, so
it's really like a two-year bargain is what it is.
Well, so and even then, it's not. It's really not a two-year bargain because those numbers are the same. were that way on
That's the existing contract. Yeah.
Right. The existing contract hasn't changed, so the Chiefs had those numbers already.
Well, so then maybe it's one-ish.
Right? So this is what I'm trying to say, that in the short term, now, they didn't rip anything up. They didn't, you know, the existing years stay the same, so I suppose the Chiefs gain on that. But the deal is massive. It is massive. And at some point, do you reach a number there where it doesn't make sense? And it doesn't work. Now, again, I would pay him. I think the whole Patriots economic system, as it pertains to the elite player and Tom Brady, obviously qualified, I think it's garbage. I don't buy into it, because I think the Patriots may also be an exception in that they have Bill Belichick and he can coach up some really inexpensive players and get the most out of a team. And Brady, most of the time, did not have the best receiving core in the league. He just didn't. But the Patriots had a balanced team with a great quarterback and a great coach, and they made it work. But I don't think it's because Brady saved the money. I think it's because Brady was great. If they had given Brady another $5 million a year or $10 million a year, depending on the time of the contract we're talking about, was it really going to cost them a championship? I don't think so.
No, nor do I.
Just my 2 cents. Now, the Chiefs, I don't know. But I will say this. There is a line somewhere. There's a line somewhere when you say, I just can't pay the guy that much money. Our team cannot function if we do that. And this deal, if it ends up playing out even remotely close to what it looks like on paper, and I'm not saying it will, but at this deal, I do wonder if the Chiefs are getting close to that line or over it. Our buddy Albert in Rhode Island on the Mahomes extension. Go ahead, Albert.
How's it going, guys? I just been sticking in my mind when I've been waiting. How about the Patriots fan who called a few minutes ago? Well, I mean, Stidham's only a fourth rounder. What's he going to do with a fourth rounder? Because Brady wasn't a sixth rounder, right? I just had to get that out of my system.
I know. I didn't want to. Albert, honestly, I didn't even want to counter with that, because I think Brady, it crossed my mind too. But Brady's Brady's an exception, you know? So, like,
yeah, no. Yeah,
but go ahead.
You think he's an exception, but it's not under Belichick. But anyway, listen, football's the one sport. You can't allocate this much money to someone, especially the Patriots wouldn't do it because you have Belichick coaching you. Basketball or baseball, you make the move. Football's about depth. It's more about coaching than even superior talent. And look at Peyton Manning and Dan Marino, the two most naturally greatest quarterbacks of all time. They're better than your guy. You know how I feel about it. Don't want to go down that road. Peyton Manning and Dan Marino were forced to carry their football teams. And no matter how great you are at any point in time, just like with the Patriots when you weren't defensive or weren't balanced and Grady had great years, you would always run up against a wall for whatever reason, and you would never win Super Bowls when you were an offensive team. You don't allocate that much money to one person. It's a team about depth. It's the ultimate team sport. It's about coaching and it's about depth. It's not baseball and it's not basketball. You can't give him that much money.
So look, again, Albert, I'd give Mahomes the money. I think Mahomes is that good. I do. I Murray, I know you do too.
Yeah, I do too. But it's, you know, it's like the whole market dictates the value. You know, like that saying exists for a reason. Like he would get that money no matter where he'd be playing. I think even here. And not only that, like, the money's pushed to what it is because of contracts that have been given out to guys like Jared Goff in the last couple of years, who's getting $110 million guaranteed. And that's he's not deserving of that, and that's ultimately going to screw up the Rams. But that shifts the whole market, you know? So, of course, Mahomes is going to get some crazy number.
I'll tell you, a deal like that, and I suppose it's not just exclusive to Mahomes. It's true of any elite, high-paid quarterback, or I should say handsomely paid quarterback. It puts a lot of pressure on the coach and the GM. It puts a lot of pressure on the coach and the GM.
I mean, these next two ones are going to be astronomical, I would think. Dak Prescott of the Cowboys, and Deshaun Watson of the Houston Texans. Like, I don't know. I like those guys, but they're going to get numbers that are going to blow people's minds and say, like, they shouldn't get that.
Wait until Josh Allen comes up, too.
Oh, God, right. That's another one.
Okay, he's got a ways to go yet. Like,
number will be, it'll be something like Goff-like.
Next year's the third year in the league.
Yeah, he's not the passer, though, that some of these other guys are. Now, if his passing numbers go up and he becomes way more efficient in the pass game, maybe. But
we laugh, but he'll get a stupid contract.
Prescott's already making $31 million a year or whatever it is, somewhere in the neighborhood. Prescott's already getting it. He doesn't have a multi-year deal, but he's already making $31 million a year. Tom's in Quincy. Our buddy Tom, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I want to talk about this premise that Brady wouldn't win the Super Bowls if he made, you know, the most money in the league. Everyone's missing the biggest part about Brady's whole entire makeup and his career, okay? They won, one, because Belichick is there. Two, his competitive nature was unmatched at that position for the past 20 years. There is not even anyone that I can think of at a close number two to that. Because some of these guys, that yeah, they got the big contracts and they made it to the Super Bowl, but they lost. Those guys basically pissed their pants in those games, and they literally shell-shocked from the loss that everyone questions if they'd ever get back there again, be it Goff or Garoppolo or, you know, whoever, right? So when Brady rolls through three in the first however many years, loses two, that pissed him off more to get back again. Then he wins three more. You know, so I don't understand what the premise is, no matter how much money he made. The guy is a competitive lunatic, and he is unmatched in at any position on that field for the past 20 years.
Tom, before I let you go, let me just ask you, would you have any concerns, if you're a Chiefs fan, that giving Patrick Mahomes a contract like this could take away his competitiveness?
For that kid, no. Right now.
Okay, so look, I tend to agree with you. Like, I feel like Mahomes has got it all. He feels to me like the makeup's good, the throwing ability's good, you know, the leadership is good, the intangibles are good. Like, it feels like everything is there.
Yeah, complete package.
So he is one of the few guys that I would say, okay, I'll give him that money.
And that's just on the field. Like, the marketability factor of him, like, every young kid, that's their favorite player, basically. His jersey sales are through the roof. He puts asses in seats. Like, he's the face of the league.
Oh, tremendous. I mean, really, he's a great guy to be the face of the league. Perfect. Really, in every way. And, you know, has won a Super Bowl, has won an MVP in his third year in the league. And now he's got a $470 million contract extension. And in the same breath, I wonder, see, if this is a classic Patriots fan thing, and I know we sort of make fun of them all the time. If the Patriots had done this, they would say it was smart. Now that the Chiefs have done it, it's stupid.
Oh, sure.
Right? You know, so, you know, there's always that.
Yeah.
But if I'm being honest, part of me wonders if the Chiefs have gone too far here. Now, the TV money, the cap money, that's all going to go up. So I'm sure the Chiefs did a study and they said, well, here's what the revenues are going to be. And in actuality, it's only going to be 10% of the cap because of what's going to happen with the TV money and everything else. I wonder, because the salaries or some of the annual earnings is a better way to put it for Mahomes are going to be astronomical. Those are just going to be huge, huge numbers. Joe Murray in the Crystal Chamber here to give us headlines, and we'll return with your phone calls, your wonderful phone calls, as we like to say. And there was one other thing. Oh, I have an NHL call on the board. That's what I was going to say. But the return of the NHL? Well, we'll get to that guy, David, when we come back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Telling you, sometimes I think the stuff we talk about during the break should be the show. Seriously, Murray and I were just lamenting how much, or I shouldn't say lamenting, discussing how much we've been drinking.
We're not alone there. I mean,
no.
And I know Joe Murray in the other room, too, was saying his routine now is just go to the beach and get hammered.
Like, down east cider is like crazy.
Well, I've been saying that I find myself, you know, I mean, shocker, I've been golfing, as you did today, Murray. But on the weekends, like, I usually don't drink during the round. I drink after. But if the front nine's not great.
I got to have a little loose juice. That's
oh,
all.
Yeah, let's go. Let's start slurping, see what happens. Let's go. And even get a little swing oil. This guy's been on hold here for a while. David in New Bedford wants to talk about the return of the NHL. Looks like August 1 is when that that play-in round happens. David, what do you got?
I guess I was wondering what your thoughts are on that. I think the NHL is doing the right thing by having the tournament up in Canada, and I wondered what your thoughts are on that. Thank you.
So, David, I thought from the beginning they should have gone up to Canada. To me, that made the most sense from the very beginning. I just look at it purely in terms of, you know, people per square mile, and obviously we're doing that on average. But to me, a country the size of Canada with, what is it, Murray, 35 million people or something like that? So you have people spread out, obviously rinks all over the place. It felt to me like that was the place to go from the beginning.
I thought the same thing in this. I remember we had the discussion around when the protesting really started to, you know, really get out of hand in certain cities. And it's like, if I'm one of these leagues, or specifically the NHL, and you still haven't figured out where your hub cities are going to be, how the hell with this? So say maybe say that the things were still getting out of control and it was like violent in some cities, and say you picked whatever, Chicago. And the bus rolls up, and the bus starts getting attacked, and rocks thrown at it. Like, the hell with this. Just go to Canada. Like, it's been more peaceful there. Seems like they have a better handle on this, as does pretty much every other country. So, like, get the hell out of here and go, you know, do your business up there.
So, Edmonton made sense. I was, you know, a little surprised with Toronto just because of, in my mind, the size of the city and the magnitude of it. And I thought, wow, they're going to go to a city like that, except the numbers in Toronto have been very, very low. And whereas versus Quebec City, for example, the numbers have been very, very high. Toronto was a hotspot for SARS, and so they lived through it. I think they know how to manage it, how to handle it, and the numbers have been low. So Toronto makes all the sense in the world. It's a perfectly logical place to do it.
I was real surprised that they didn't end up going with Vegas. That felt like that was a lock.
It felt like a given. Yeah, it felt like a given. But I do think Canada is the right place for the NHL. We've spent a lot of time today on the Patrick Mahomes extension. And what that means for the rest of the NFL, one of the questions I had is whether the Patriots would ever sign a guy like a Patrick Mahomes to a contract like the one he just got from the Chiefs. Anyway, it was a jumping off point. Jerry's in Dorchester. Jerry, what do you got?
Hi. I was just calling. I was thinking that obviously everybody wants to watch Patrick Mahomes every single week of the NFL. So I just think that business-wise, it's worth the $40 million a year to have your team be the show spot of the year or whatever. All right. Thank you.
Okay, so, Jerry, look, Dan Orlovsky, again, said something to that effect this morning on Get Up, and this relates to the business part of the deal. And I've gotten, to me, there's almost no discussion here. Patrick Mahomes, as you've said, Murray, is the star of the league now. He's the best player in the league. He's certainly the guy that everybody wants. I mean, if you were to give, you know, do that traditional sort of or that standard league draft, you start everybody from scratch, you put all the players in a pool, who's the first player taken? Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He goes number one. No two ways about it. He's the number one guy in the league right now. I don't think there's any question. So from a business standpoint, it makes all the sense in the world. The question is, from a football accounting standpoint, when you're building your roster, can you give too much money to one guy? Can you do that? Have the Seahawks already done it with Russell Wilson? Are they paying him too much? Have the Steelers done it with Roethlisberger? Are they paying him too much? In that case, I think the answer is yes. And the Cowboys are struggling with it with Dak Prescott, although that has as much to do with the length of the deal as it does with the dollar value. And I don't know, are the Chiefs getting near it? Now, again, I would pay Patrick Mahomes. I tend to lean talent. I'm not saying coaching's irrelevant, but I think if you want to win championships, at the end of the day, you've got to have a superstar, particularly a quarterback, who's going to make a big play at a big moment. You need those kinds of players. But I don't know, maybe you can get to a point where there's a breaking point somewhere where you give too much money to one guy.
Yeah, for sure. No, and that's... that's a risk that they're taking here, because we've seen this. Again, I always go to the Joe Flacco example, who played, you know, balls out in 2012 in that postseason, goes to the Super Bowl, wins it, bets on himself. He was a free agent, gets that massive contract, and it ended up screwing up the Ravens ultimately until they, you know, lucked into Lamar Jackson. It typically doesn't work out, but Patrick Mahomes is such a unique talent that I think is worth that kind of money. But it does come with a risk.
I mean, the biggest takeaway I had yesterday when the Mahomes thing broke, and when we saw, really, I should say, when we saw the numbers, was, boy, as a Patriots fan, boy, have you been lucky over the last 20 years. And not just because you had Tom Brady, but you had Tom Brady, who was willing to engage with the Patriots on discussions about his contract and keep the number down a little bit so that it could appease the team and it could also allow them, in theory, to deepen the roster. Now, again, I think that that part of it is overplayed. I don't think necessarily that...
They made him feel like a sucker, though, boy. If it's one of Bill Belichick's greatest accomplishments is that, you know, for whatever... I mentioned it earlier, like the juxtaposition of Tom Brady as a person and what a killer he was on the field and insatiable and always wanted to win and would do anything to win. But when it came to contract negotiations, sure, whatever you want, whatever you need.
I mean, so but at the end of the day...
He was meek Brady when it came to contract negotiations.
My point is he's the one that made it work. He's the one that made it work. Brady is always the one who made it work. The team was going to dig in. The team was going to be difficult. And Brady was willing to go along with it for the betterment of everybody. Until the end, when he just got sick of it and he won all the Super Bowls. And the respect on the contract meant more to him than winning anymore here anyway. And so he just wasn't going to put up with it anymore. Now, again, I question whether or not he made the right decision, but I think it's best for everyone that he moved on. Even so, you look at it and you say, you know, Brady's the one that made it work. Now, if you look at it from a union perspective in the NFL, Pat Mahomes has done more for the quarterback position in terms of salary in the last 24 hours than Tom Brady did in 20 years. Okay, really. It took Patrick Mahomes one offseason,
Well, he completely reset the market.
One approaching free agency to just blow the market to smithereens. Really, one negotiation. One it took him. Brady was there for 20 years and never had that kind of impact financially on the market. Now, he won a lot. And again, maybe you think those two are related. Those two things are related. I don't. Corey's in Brighton on the Mahomes extension. Go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? I like the green today, Maz. I'm just saying, I got two quick points. The first one here on Bill Belichick versus Andy Reid and how you're able to manage that type of roster. Yes, Bill had a less paid Tom, but does that make it easier for Andy Reid? In the long run, when Andy Reid has to deal with this Pat Mahomes contract, is he going to look better when he's able to manage this type of team and he may be able to put finally a highest paid quarterback in the league in playoff situations? Which brings me to my next point. When is that line? Line that you're talking. Yeah.
Corey, you lost me there a little bit. Is who going to look better? Andy Reid, if he can win with a high paid quarterback?
Yep. In the long run, then brings me to my next point. When is that line you're talking about that Jerry Jones and everyone's talking about? I can't pay a quarterback too much in this league. When is that line where it's like, we've never seen a guy with this arm talent, this type of, like you guys are talking about, putting asses in the seats. No, never have we seen someone like that so far in the last couple of years, last decade or so. When's that line where it's like, when can we not pay this guy $400 million? He is worth it. He is the next show.
Okay.
I do believe.
Yeah, Corey, I'm going to let you go. So first of all, let's not assume that Andy Reid can do it. I'm not sure he can. Let's see. I do like Reed's ability to keep the offense churning. I think Reed can identify players who can help him on offense and certainly scheme it in such a way that his teams are always going to score. Again, if he turned that Chiefs offense into a pretty explosive group with Alex Smith at quarterback. You remember they came in here on that Monday night that year?
Yeah.
In the opener and put up 42 or 44 on the Patriots? Remember that?
2017, I think it was, yeah.
I mean, he absolutely obliterated them, blew them out of the water with Alex Smith at quarterback. I believe in Andy Reid's ability as a coordinator and an offensive evaluator of talent and certainly how to implement his talent. I think that guys like Mecole Hardman wouldn't be the same player if they played for someone other than Andy Reid. Now, the other side of the ball, can they, you know, now I know they have Spagnuolo there now, and that made a difference. But I would worry about the Chiefs losing talent on defense. And then if Reed leaves, then things could change on offense.
I don't know if that's going to be happening anytime soon. So he did a Zoom press conference today talking about the deal. And he's only 62, and he was asked, hey, would this mean that you'd want to coach the next 10 years? And, you know, in his jolly way with his big Hawaiian shirt, he was like, yeah, sign me up. I'm ready for it. So,
yeah, so look, again, as long as he's Mahomes' coach, I think that is a formidable tandem. Really, you know, we talk about coach-quarterback combinations, how many times we've had that discussion over the years here in New England. Offensively, is there a better one in the league than those two? I mean, that tandem might be one of the best in the history of the league eventually, if they keep going like they've gone the last couple of years.
Yeah, right now they're the best.
And they just drafted a hell of a running back in Clyde Edwards-Helaire, so he's going to be dynamic, the kid from LSU. So,
see, now, I'll tell you what, though, Joe. We talked about this earlier. They cut Kareem Hunt's ass. They got rid of him. Did they miss him?
Yeah, but they drafted a first-round pick on a running back who's dynamic at LSU.
And they just won a Super Bowl with Damian Williams. So, to me, it's Mahomes in the passing game. And boy, it's dynamic there in Kansas City with those two. The question, though, does become, at what point is it too much money? At what point? And I wonder, I don't know, maybe the Chiefs got close. Anyway, more to talk about tomorrow, Murray. Final word is next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest price on tires, go to Town Fair Tire, because nobody does it like Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nope.
All right. So, of course, Maz, very passionate about baseball, as we know, and had a little rant today about one of his favorite people in all of baseball, Scott Boras.
Boras is one of the great chameleons of all time. He'll sit there and talk your face off. You absolutely could talk the shoes off a horse, for crying out loud. Boras will go on and on and on about how Jacoby Ellsbury's skill set had great value to a franchise. Then Ellsbury goes to the Yankees and sucks. Then he'll get some other player who has a completely different set of skills, and he'll tell you how that skill set is the most important in baseball. He just tells you whatever he wants to tell you so that you'll pay his client. It's the same kind of crap. Oh, God, it made me sick when I read that line from J.D. Martinez. It pissed me off to no end. I said, you've got to be kidding me. 2 years ago, the whole idea, I got to play the outfield. I want to play the outfield. I say 2 years ago because that's when he signed here. Last year, it was the same crap. He just wanted to play he said he wanted to play the outfield. Why? Because if he opted out of his contract at the end of the year, he wanted to be able to go to teams and say, I can play the outfield. That's what the whole freaking thing was about. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to make a universal DH in Major League Baseball, and J.D. Martinez doesn't care about being called a DH anymore. Oh, you're just so disingenuous. So disingenuous. Please, it's just about the number of teams that can bid on you. That's all it was ever about. It's got nothing to do with whether you like being in the field or not. It's just about how much money you can make on the market. Now, if I had the Red Sox, I'd be happy about this. Because there's now a better chance that he may actually opt out of this contract, which we wanted him to do last year, but he didn't. It could have saved them a lot of problems as it pertained to Mookie Betts, as it turned out. But the Red Sox should be happy. Yeah,
they could trade him too, right?
J.D. Martinez now thinks of himself as a DH, and this is good. So, there you go.
You know what I was wondering, Maz? Given your history surrounding baseball, having covered it, you know, member of the BBWAA or former.
Gold card. Yeah.
Could you get in there right now if you wanted to?
Get into Fenway?
Yeah. Not that you'd want to go cover any of that, like, look at what's going on. But
so I think because of the circumstances, I'd have to submit an application because of the COVID situation.
Yeah.
But I think, yes, yeah. I mean, in theory, I probably could. I don't know that I necessarily want to go over there. So, more importantly, I don't know that they want to let me in. But if you could,
that just goes to show you that's not that strict.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's exactly right, Murray. Not that strict if they're letting someone like me in.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.